warm in here. Okay, oh, man. The fan feels good now. So, I'm going to try and figure out how to pick this up next week. I think I'll just pick it up at Romans 10, you know, or how will they hear without a preacher kind of a thing. So I'm going to mark it there because, I mean, if I finish it, we're going to go way over, probably, you know, 10 minutes over. And so I don't want to do that. So, because the testimony service is going to be intense like it usually is. We usually go over the 30 minutes that we do for sermons. So, oh, that's a good way of looking at it, like a coconut. Yeah. You can drink the milk and eat the meat at the same time. You know? Yeah, you crack it. Yeah, that's a good point, brother. That was good. So, all right. Okay, let me get ready for, I got to save this, otherwise I'll lose it on the way the software doesn't seem to work right sometimes. And then we'll start the church service. But we're going to have some music first. Now, by the way, whoever's doing, yeah, Alex, is the music original? Because I'm just going to let it play through with on the stream. I'll have to shut the mic off, though, because of the echo. So it's today's 12:01:18, and this was study hour, so... Okay, there it goes. I just found out when I was trying to do something while this thing was saving an MP3 as it builds it. Even though I got 32 gigs of DDR4, I can't use the computer until it's done processing the MP3. That's just what? Boy, it's heavy duty. Okay, let me close this. I mean, because I was trying to get my emails because Sister Elena and Leanne and others have emailed me their testimonies as well as some of the brothers. All right, let me start a new one here. I'm going to put it on what you hear so we can hear the music. So, but yeah, did he say, did you get with me on that? Is it original, Alex? I didn't, because I still got your PM up. You can just answer in there. First song is original, second is not. Oh, what's the second? Is it like a hymn? Scripture songs? Yeah, I got permission from them. So, okay, years ago. And then they got upset with me, but still the permission holds. And but keep them in your prayers because of the fact that they are blessed. Those CDs, those scripture songs are, man, I still listen to them all the time. I got them on every one of my computers and my cell phone. And in my truck, I got a CD changer in the truck. So, came with it, so I got an old beater. It just happened to come with it. Right, let me drop the mic, make sure it's turned off on the stream. And here we go. Whoa, wait, I got to start the record. Here, okay. All right, I'm all set.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing
to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Come and sing
to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Worship the Lord for His good. Worship the Lord for His good. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for His good.
come and sing.
Worship the Lord for His
sing
rule.
The Lord a new song.
Worship the Lord for His
oh,
rule.
Come and sing.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord for His rule.
For the Lord is great and ready to be praised.
The Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart.
Oh, come and sing.
Serve the Lord with all
sing
your heart. Serve the Lord with all
oh,
your heart.
Come and sing.
Serve
your
the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart.
For the Lord is great and ready to be praised.
Serve ye the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind. Serve ye the
wasn't letting me come on. Okay, so yeah, if you can kneel, please. Wait, I'm not recording. Caught that in time. All right. Okay, if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to continue in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Sabbath day. Much needed. Very, very much needed. Many of us are going through trials. And this week was extremely rough for our family. And but it's nice to have that peace on this day. Put everything behind us. Thank you for showing us how to put it behind us even beforehand. Thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance, Father. Thank you for blessing all the testimonies that come forward today. So people that are new in the faith or riding the fence can see how much greener it is on his side. And bless their hearts, Father. Give increase unto the seeds already planted. And thank you for blessing everyone that's on our prayer list, all the prayer requests that were put in the room earlier. And thank you for allowing us to have this technology to be able to do this work for you and to glorify you. We offer this prayer and praise in the name of your Son, our Savior, and our eternal King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. I have a few praises I want to share first, and then I have some I got to read, and whoever's going to be sharing next, you know, in a few moments, put up your microphone or your little hand in the room here, and then I'll have to Oh, I don't have to record it. That's right. Brother Joe's recording everything, so good. Praise the Lord. I'm going to shut this recording thing off. You are recording, right, Joe? Because I'm going to shut it off. So let me just see. Give it a moment. Yep, he's got it. Okay, good. So let me hit close. Stop and close, rather. And then I'm just going to shut the software. No, don't save it. It's gone. Thanks again, bro. You know, because on testimony service, it's hard for me to record. I mean, I could do it. I did it before, but it's just, you know, I got to stop the recording, restart it as stereo mix, and then go the other way around. I don't know why they did it that way. It's just, you know, I mean, even the stream, you can go either way, because the stream right now, I got it open both ways. And so the only thing I have to do when people in the room start talking is just shut off my mic. That's it. Recording stays going. Anyway, the first praise, and I'm not going to go into any detail here. I'm just going to, most of you already know what happened in our family this week. And so I'm just going to praise the Lord for the strength to get through it and the peace. And the and in my case, the time to be alone. I'm kind of weird this way. It allows me to really grind in prayer, if you will, when things like this happen. And I'm allowed to, like many years ago, when we had a very, very close call. And I stayed home for, I think, 3 days. Josh was here with me, too. And, we did the heavy prayer, as we call it in the church family, the fasting and prayer thing. I'm not going to say how long. It's between us and the Lord. And it does work. It works in amazing ways. And really, really works. But don't go too long. You'll get sick. And then the Daniel fast, you know, bread and water. That works good. Like if you're older, I would suggest bread and water. Yeah. And or pregnant, you know, bread and water. But praise his mighty name for the strength and the peace and his word. Because when situations like this thing, you know, like a lot of people in the world today, when something like this happens to them, they figure, oh, it's the end. Never see the person again. No, you're going to see him again. Especially when they're that young. They grow up as calves in the stall and they get to have little. Could you imagine childhood in heaven? I mean, forget about it. Don't forget about it, in fact. But anyway, speaking of children, I got a letter this week in my P.O. box. And I had to go into town. I had to get away from it all. I just wanted to go out and pray. And I didn't even do that. I wanted to be alone with the Lord and just, he knew. I mean, I was praying silently in my heart. You know, that groaning thing that the Holy Spirit helps us with. Because usually I have a long conversation when I'm driving to town and a long conversation back. This time I was just quiet. And I got this letter. And there was no postage due. I'm surprised the post office missed it. You know, because there's no stamp on it. It's one of the little envelopes that come in the newsletter that I send out. Ryan and Novi sent it out, and Craig and Andy printed up. And it's just something we do as a church family, and we've been doing it every month for years and years. And I got this letter, and it's, of course, made out to the ministry, so it came no problem, no stamp, though. And I looked on the back, because sometimes people put their address on the back, and I had to flip it upside down because someone put their name on the back, and it's just J-I-M-I. And each I is dotted with a little circle. So it's a little kid who wrote this, right? And I was going to scan this and put a picture on the site. And, it's not a normal week for me, so I didn't do it. But one side is a little piece of paper. It's just a bunch of scribbles. Looks like he was trying to draw. Now that I look at it, looks like he was trying to draw a bunch of hearts like in a chain. But he messed it up, and so he scribbled it out really, really bad and put a big X over the top, right? And then I flip it over to the other side, and what he did was he started at the top, went to the right a little bit, then to the left, then to the right, then to the left, then to the right, all the way down until they got to the bottom of the little piece of paper. So it's just a bunch of back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, parentheses on top of parentheses, you know. But and then he went back up in some weird way that kind of gave them oomph, you know, like thickness. It's like really neat the way he drew this. And then on the bottom right corner, he drew two little hearts. There's no donation or anything like that. Come on, it's just a kid. But, you know, this was worth more than any money. I got this right when I needed it. And praise the Lord for that. Okay. But yeah, little Jimmy, if you hear me, thanks. Thanks, dude. punch fists, yeah. I don't know who you are, but I'm sure glad you're out there. Okay. All right. I also wanted to praise the Lord for, because this happened last month. Some of you didn't hear about it. I did share with some of y'all when it happened the day after and all that. My wife knows about it. She was out and about as well. she wasn't home. And my dog started getting all scared. I'm sitting here in the office doing work, and a bunch of debris starts hitting the window next to me. And I'm thinking, oh, well, it's a little breezy out. And so, little leaves and branches. And then all of a sudden the screen's bouncing. I got these huge windows. It's an old house. And these windows are huge. You could put two wide, very wide, regular up and down windows in here. But they decided to make it one gigantic sliding window back and forth, left and right, because it was just too big to put a regular up and down. There's just no way you're going to get a ballast to raise that thing up. And then when the ballast breaks, like the one did upstairs, yeah, it'll be like a guillotine. You'll chop your hand clean off. It's just too much weight. And so it's better just let it ride the track with the gravity. And the storm came. But it was like I was talking about it last night. This storm was not a storm. Because with the chemtrails and all the stuff that they're doing, and of course, the Lord's soon arrival, which is, and this is what my sermon is going to be about next week, by the way. The global warming thing is prophesied, but the way they're describing it out there is obvious. You know, they're trying to hide things. And so we haven't had our normal storms that we usually have, you know, because we're out what I really refer to as the tornado belt, because we can have 30, 40, 50. One time we had over 60 tornadoes on the ground in our area. And that's just not normal. For those young people out there to think, yeah, it's been like that my whole life. Yeah, what are you, all of 16? It's not normal. It wasn't like that before I was born. I didn't get my first tornado until I was 12. But we had this storm, and it was eerie. It was just like, you couldn't, it knocked the power out. It had to be over 100 mile an hour. My anemometer don't work anymore because one of the little cups got blown off, and which means it was windy that day too. But and it was blue sky with a little, puffy clouds every now and then. But all of a sudden, the whole area, I don't live in a neighborhood, I'm on a farm, so the whole area, it was like a fog, but it was smoke. So I thought, and I never checked up on it, called the electric company to find out, but obviously a telephone pole must have gone down with this wind and started one of the cornfields on fire because it hadn't been harvested yet. It's just all dry. That's what it smelled like, a bunch of dry, burning, vegetation. But what I'm praising the Lord for is the new batteries I got a while ago, AGM batteries, that a brother in the faith, donated. Lasted, no problem, 24 straight hours, even without the solar panels, because we didn't have any. After that, there was the clouds actually did finally move in, and there wasn't no storm or nothing like that. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. One more praise, but I just want to do this quickly, that Camtasia, I was using that, been using that for years to edit the videos, but the bugs are so intense that I decided to go use Vegas instead, and not the Pro, because that's just a waste of money as far as I can see. And it works much better. And it's taken me a little while to learn it. I didn't do any videos this week for obvious reasons, but they actually sent me a refund. And I've had it for a while, but they kind of figured, because the way I described the bugs, it was more than two dozen of them. And I'm not going to go out there and cultivate a class action lawsuit, but they knew what they were looking at there. because I sent them one more bug, and I said, this is crazy, you know. And so they sent me a refund, and they told me to keep using the software for free. I thought, well, that was nice. That's it for me. And then I have a praise here from Sister Vera, from Brother Paul, Brother Lewis, and he sent two of them, Brother Jay, Brother Michael, Sister Leanne, Brother Alvin, Sister Janisa, and Brother Warren. And then I have Elena's. I think it's still in my email. It's from Elena. How come it says the author is Dell? Oh, yeah, it is from Elena. Okay, let me just check my email real quick. Well, I'll do that later. Okay, let me start with Vera. And this is what she sent. And then after I read Vera's, Brother Craig, you can take the mic because it's a long one. And so is Sister Elena's. And so is, I think it's Lewis. He sent two parts. So let me do Sister Vera's here first. She goes, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus Christ. I want to praise Jesus that Christ moved Brother Nick to send me a video that clearly shows that Islam is based on lies. It was actually invented by men and for political reasons. I found this video. I couldn't believe it. It's 2 hours long, and I only watched the first hour, and I watched bits and pieces of the second hour. And the guy's a Sunday keeper, I think, but boy, he got the history down like you would not. This guy is blessed. And then in the second part, he's with a Sunday keeping preacher, and then when it comes to the Antichrist or the Mark of the Beast, something like that, they literally say, oh, let's table it from now because they can't really explain it, which was good, I thought. But I warned Vera about that. The second part of the video has got some iffy stuff in there with the theology. But the front part, it was all history. And I watched that whole thing a whole hour because this guy, he's one of those kind of guys that are fun to watch, you know? He's an old guy, older guy. And he's younger than me, actually, I think. But he really put it together good. And anyway, she goes, after watching this video, I was inspired to do my own research, and in the end, I wrote an email exposing Islam to all my loved ones that are trapped in this evil religion. Boy, I'd love to see that email. Put it online. She says, please pray that Christ uses that email to get many out of this false religion and turn to Christ. Also, praise Jesus that he gave me courage and wisdom to present this information to my husband and his relatives. Keep them also in earnest prayers. And for those of you that don't know, Vera, a woman in the faith, Seventh-day Remnant, you know, child of God, her husband's a Muslim, though. And so keep him in your prayers. And her, too. She needs to have the, you know, the words to share, or, you know, the discernment and all the blessings that she's going to need. She goes on to say that, I also want to praise Jesus for allowing an emergency to arise in my husband's business life that gave me an opportunity of 3 weeks to be alone with the children for me to use this time to expose Islam to them and teach them more as to what the Bible teaches is truth. I praise Jesus once again for this precious opportunity of praying and studying the Bible with my kids. Also, I praise Jesus that during this time I got to share more on the health message to my daughters and praise Jesus they started to see the importance of veganism. You know, not eating animals and whatnot. Please keep my, and for those of you that are wondering, if you don't think veganism is wise, look in Creation Week and check out what Adam and Eve were eating. So anyway, please keep my precious children in prayer as they have a serious battle to fight to overcome lies and choose Christ. Also, I praise Jesus that the temporary absence of my husband gave me an opportunity to especially devote myself to prayer and fasting, and I praise Jesus for all the precious hours spent drawing nigh unto Christ and eating his word, amen, sister. And glory for all the precious lessons learned and the strength gained over my appetite. Also, I praise Jesus for keeping my husband safe during the emergency that he had to attend for 3 weeks in the USA and for his safe return back overseas. Praise and glory to Jesus for this precious testimony Sabbath time together with like-minded brethren that are like the shittim boards overlaid with the pure righteousness of Christ, are standing strong together and carrying each other's burdens in prayer and trying our best to not allow the enemy to pregnate and infiltrate our minds. Stand strong in the Lord and press on. God bless, beloved brethren, and have a blessed Sabbath shining for Christ. Servant of Christ, Vera. Oh, thank you so much, sister. That was nice. That was a blessing to behold. And I don't know if she's in the room, but because I know it sounds like she's over there in, what is it, Pakistan or Palestine? I'll get the two P's, like Peter and Paul. I just have an issue with that. Now, let me read this one more, Pastor Craig. Sister Jeanette just sent it to me in the, or Janet. Same name as my sister. I got a sister. She calls herself my twin, even though she's not. But she is, you know. We call her Janie, but her name is Jeanette. And so she says, Sister Jeanette says, Sabbath blessings, church family. First, I want to praise the Lord for healing my beloved dog, Pepper, who nearly died. Also, I praise the Lord for another opportunity to share this blessed ministry. He came in very interested. Or he? What? Maybe you left something out there. But somebody came in very interested in the SDA church. And, of course, I quickly swooped in with sharing the SDR church. It was an awesome conversation with me being blessed by it as well. Amen, sister. Amen. It reminds me of me talking to Tony the other night, too. And the enemy kept on shutting down phone service. That's why I'm trying Google Voice. I don't know if anybody's heard of that or tried it and see if it's any good. I haven't used it yet. I don't know how much sniffing is going to be going on in that. But I have to get a refund on the other one that I'm using for the ministry phone because, you know, it's junk. It's garbage. And I've been using it for years, and it keeps on disconnecting when I'm talking. But Tony, keep him in your prayers. I'm not going to say his last name. I've never known him as Anthony. I think his real name is Anthony. But I met him when I was 12, or 11, on my bike, and he was on his bike. And for years we separated. And I just found out the other day that he accepted Christ as Savior in 1982, and I did it in 85. And because I was talking, I said, man, whatever happened? Like all of a sudden, because you and I were inseparable. Me and Jimmy, which is a buddy that we hung with too, it's kind of like his brother. I thought he was his brother at first when we first met because they were tight. And then, you know, and then me and my brothers and our buddies from school and all that, we hung around and it was just like unstoppable, you know, your buds. And all of a sudden, we just like disappeared. Like something happened. We just stopped hanging. And I think it was around the time I got married. And then shortly after that, I, of course, accepted Christ as Savior. So then it became a wasteland. Even my siblings left my side. And then I found out that, yeah, that's what happened to him. He got married, found Christ, and then everybody else disappeared in his life. So anyway, keep him in your prayers. His name is Tony. All right, let me drop the mic, and Brother Craig is going to share something.
Good Sabbath day. Can you hear me? I'm on the cell phone, so this thing can be a little complicated. Can you hear me, though? Okay, good. Yes, it's good to be here, and Sabbath blessings to each and every one of you. For those of you who are on the YouTube stream, my name is Brother Craig. My YouTube channel is SDR Media, and I just want to praise the Lord for all that he's doing for us. And it's taken about a month or so to finally get situated in our final location here in America, which we're not quite done yet, but we're almost there. I'm listening and going to church on the cell phone right now, but I have my computer up. I just can't get any sound through it. I got to wait for a device to come. But with all that the Lord has done for me and the family, it's just a blessing to be able to see his hand move in everything. And, you know, when we see his hand move in everything like this and we get all these blessings and things are just working like a clock, continually going in circle or a wheel spinning around, there's always going to be things that are coming through the back door that are just going to be outright sad. Through tests and trials and persecutions and having to deal with these fallen angels who are constantly seeking to tear us down in the work that we're doing, But, you know, we just got to keep moving forward. We just got to keep pressing forward. And I can especially see how he is attacking those true Christian biblical families that have little children. It just seems like those fallen angels don't want to stop harassing the little children, which, you know, in turn, it gets to us a little bit because you see the little ones having to deal with it and you can't do much about it. But except pray and pray and constantly pray. But I'm very happy to be back here. At the same time, a little sad because, you know, we did a lot of work there in Asia. I hope that you guys would pray for all the work to continue to go forward there. And now that we're here, that we would all have a chance to work together is what I'm looking forward to. And praising the Lord for that, because I can see on the YouTube stream there and the channels that we all have that many are doing the work. And as we're working together and as we're growing as a church, for this remnant of her seed movement, this reformation movement, from removing ourselves from these apostate churches that claim to be preaching the truth, but they are not, okay? I just pray and hope that we would all understand that we all have a part to act in this last days movement, okay? We all have something we've got to do. We've got to share the truth that has been given to you, whatever truth, if you're new here, whatever truth that you have, it's good to practice. Go out and share it to any soul that you can. When you're on YouTube, go to videos that, whatever videos that you may go to, have a little compiled message, as I have said before. Share the mark of the beast. Lead them to the channels. Lead them to the websites that we have that present the truth so that they may understand what it's all about, because the time is getting short. And based on the trials and the persecutions and the things that people are going through today, it's really at the door. And we've got to be on guard. And just remember, as you're new here in the church, that when you start to do this work and you go against this Antichrist system, Satan's system, and revealing the mark of the beast and what have you, you are going to feel the wrath of the dragon, which is Satan. You've got to be on guard. You've got to learn to pray more. And do not be discouraged by others who don't want to hear it or who are going to be upset with you. Just praise his mighty name that Jesus is with you. He's gone through this. He's our helper. He's there to walk us through this life and to help us present this truth, because it's so important. So many souls are going to die and so many souls are going to perish. And the more that we work, the more light that they'll have. And we can do this and work together with those angels that are there to help us. And I just pray for all you guys that are going through so much. I'm sorry to hear a lot of the things that I've been hearing, because it does affect me. But we've got to get strong. We've got to press forward. And we've got to do this together and understand that the angels of the Lord are also there to help. Okay, so you're not alone. Don't be afraid to go out, give some track to somebody, give some videos to somebody, give some truth to someone. Do not be afraid. And be kind and merciful to those who don't understand the truth and may even be a violent opposer of that truth. Because a lot of times those violent opposers, it's prophesied in the end that they're going to turn to Christ. And so while we're doing this work, just be respectful of others and mindful that they may not agree with a lot of what we're saying. But try to find some topics that you can agree upon to make that first entrance into their heart, to then plant some seeds that they may not know about. So anyways, I don't want to take up the whole time. But hopefully in the future, when I get a little more established with my office here and such, that I can sit down and we can have some classes about this and how I do things, so that you guys can also do the same thing and we can get this message out there as fast as possible. So until next time, I praise God for all you brethren, and that we would work together like never before. So God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful Sabbath. Bye-bye.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. And praise God, you were able to talk through a cell phone like that. Every cell phone I've ever had won't work in this room. It did have clicking every now and then, like Brother Dwayne, you know, when he was putting in the music, it was coming up kind of strange. So, you know, with the ticking, like a snapping, like it sounded like a static snap. I thought it was on my end, so I rebooted everything, and nope, it was on his end. No biggie. Anyway, I got this next praise I got is from Sister Vera, and it's going to take me a bit to read, so kick back and relax. She says, Sabbath blessings, precious church family. The praise that I want to say today and my testimony are very special. It is because I have made a very important step in my life. I know that I may not fully realize the significance of it, but I am happier than ever in my life to become one of those who answered the call of the Lord and joined his precious army here on earth. All right, so that's number one, she says. There's three of them here, three praises. And then the first one's the longest. She titled it about her final days in Los Angeles. She's originally from the Ukraine. But she says, I want to praise the Lord highly for many people, including my district manager, praising me for making this important step and move out of the large city to be closer to some of my sisters and brethren in the church so I can not only grow more in the Spirit, but also dedicate more time to the cause of the gospel. People wished me good and blessed me. One man even stated that he was impressed with the fact that I was that determined to leave behind what he called a good job, and all that I achieved here in Los Angeles. Yeah, I know. I said it's Elena's. This is Elena's testimony. I read Vera's earlier. So, all right. Okay, where did I leave off? Okay, yeah, where is it? And I achieved everything in Los Angeles. Okay, so my district manager came to take me or came to talk me off quitting the job. But once he learned that I wanted to be more with my church, he immediately changed his mind, stating that he was happy that I would be in good hands. And he probably didn't realize what he said. I am in the best hands in the entire universe because of being with my precious family in Christ and under the Lord's protection and blessings, just like all of us who follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. And I praise the Lord for seeing how much my joy and gladness of following him made a positive impression on everyone I talked to and bragged about it. Okay. And then she goes on. My assistant gave me one last hug and squeezed me so tight that I had a pain in my chest. She burst out in tears, telling me how much she appreciated working with me and wishing me good, driving me to tears too. Please note, precious brothers and sisters, that if I would make such a decision in the Ukraine, I would be considered mentally ill or something like that. Over 70 years under the atheist government made its job. Right, and she says, my parents don't know the whole truth about my move yet. Unfortunately, in their mind, I have to live a certain lifestyle in which God is not the first and everything. Still, I know what I want in my life, to become strong in faith and in knowledge of God, to develop Christ-like character so the Lord can trust me with important tasks. We all see that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few, and we all know that the events develop rapidly nowadays, and that we may as well start counting our last years on earth. So let's do our job without hesitation and with confidence. We know that we are not alone here. Angels and the divine persons of the Godhead help us. Glory to the Lord. Or Lords. So hold on, let me scroll up a little bit here. And she says, Satan was outraged. Many of you know that I had constant problems because of them, delays with leaving Los Angeles, financial problems. Getting out of debt was the main issue. But the Lord didn't leave me alone. I had a precious brother of our church family who helped me to get out of debt faster. May the Lord bless his heart. And then suddenly, I started having problems with my car, or I hit someone and had to pay compensation. And so on and on and on. But nevertheless, I got out of there, and I praised the Lord, Heavenly Father, for making it happen to his glory with the help of the Holy Spirit and in the name of our precious Lord, Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. May the names of our mighty God be blessed and exalted above and beyond the universe. May it reach its farthest corners. Wow, it's obvious the devil is trying to stop you from leaving there, sister. And then her next one is titled, My Trip to Indiana. My trip was so smooth that I couldn't believe it. Several times I was getting ready for my vehicle. I was getting ready for my vehicle to die at any time. 2,200 miles is a huge distance for the car that I have that has a host of issues, including failing transmission and weird whistling noises that would get louder if I go faster. That's a loose belt, obviously. But she says, but I knew that if I had to abandon my car somewhere on the freeway and rent another one, I would still make it there. Never, ever did the Lord abandon their sheep, which he was calling. I was very confident that I would get here fast, because on my way here, I was recalling many acts of love, grace, and mercy of our precious Lord Jesus done in the past while I was not with him, while I didn't know him or ignored him. I knew that he would take care of me at the time I was on my way to dedicate myself to his holy cause and to leave the large city with all its stress and negative spirits behind. I even told out loud for the Satan to hear that if my car would break down somewhere on the freeway, then it would make the praise of our Lord Jesus sound better and that the whole church family would love it. And of course, Satan might have been discouraged, but the angel of the Lord, Holy Spirit himself, kept me safe, and I came to my new home. What a wonderful God we have in the persons of our Lord, Heavenly Father, his glorious Son, and our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord God, Holy Spirit. Glory and honor to the true living and loving gods of creation. I added to of creation. And then her third one says, my new home and new life. My precious, loving Sister Lee, and that's Sister Lee in the room here, tenderly stated that her home is my home now, and she doesn't fail to correct me if I say your home instead of our home. While settling down here and trying to readjust myself to the new time and new weather, I hadn't seen the cold winter for years. Well, L.A. doesn't get a lot of cold, but she was from the Ukraine, so she knows about it. And then she says, my sweet sister helps me with my detox and juicing that I already started. I enjoy learning from her whatever I can learn. Praise the Lord for the loving family that does anything and everything for me to feel like home. May the Lord bless this home and its inhabitants with a good health and good spiritual strength in their daily lives. And then she finishes by saying, precious brothers and sisters, I know that my new life in Christ won't be a sweet and smooth ride. It will soon grow more and more troublesome and then dangerous. So be it. We're not asked to do what we are doing. Nobody persuaded us or even forced us to become the servants of our Lord, of our sweet Lord Jesus Christ. We do it because our precious Lord blessed us with the ability to see and to hear, and that he granted us the privilege of making the informed decision and choice. Our precious God, Jesus Christ, who loved us first by his unparalleled love, made it worth stepping on this narrow and thorny path and making all the way to the end despite of our sufferings and even deaths. And by the way, she uses a lot of exclamation points in these sentences. And then she goes on, it is my highest honor, the privilege, and a blessing to do it to the glory of God, of our God, Heavenly Father, with the help of God, Holy Spirit, and the name of our dear Savior and caring Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. I love you, my precious brothers and sisters. God bless. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, sister, so much for sharing. All right, let me drop the mic here in a minute. I got to Brother Gilbert has something he wants to share here, so let me do that. All right, we can, you know, you want to try it again there, brother? Just put your hand up if you, go to the control panel, make sure the mic's on, that kind of thing, and then put your hand up and I'll drop the mic. Oh, there he goes. Okay, let me drop the mic. Hey, if you want to, work on it for a little bit there, I'll read another praise here. I got this one from Brother Paul, _B in the room, Paul _B. He says, Sabbath blessings, pastor and church family. So, I had some financial struggles the last couple of months, and I had a hard time paying my tithe. In fact, I didn't know how I'd pay my tithe. I felt stuck. During this time, I met an old man who used to work for the company I currently work for, and he had nothing. He asked for my help, and I did what I could, although finding it hard at times. During the same time, my mom asked for my help, and I didn't hold back again. Once again, during the same time, my big brother sort of hired me to help him with some design work. I initially thought the work was pro bono, free, being my brother and considering all he's done for me in the past. He, however, informed me that he would pay me for the work done. I didn't know how much, though. Fast forward to Pastor Craig's sermon on the foolish rich man. I think that was last week, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was the week before last. I listened to his sermon a week after due to time differences. He's pretty far from us. while listening to this sermon, I felt convicted because I hadn't been paying my tithe. I had kept a record of how much I needed to pay and had a small amount set aside, but I knew I couldn't continue like this. I had to pay my tithe. I had set aside my tithe for the month of October, but I still had a balance to sort out. After listening to the sermon, I prayed to God, simply letting him know I didn't know how I would pay him for all that he's done. I even contemplated simply withdrawing the balance from my salary and figuring out the rest, transportation and food, stuff like that, he says. So figuring out the rest when the time comes. The Sabbath didn't end before I had received the money from my brother for the work I had done. I initially thought someone had sent me money by mistake, but it was for the work I had done. It was just enough to pay what I owed. I felt a sigh of relief, but also realized that God wanted me to be ready to receive this money, so I wouldn't find an excuse to spend it on something else. Amen. I thank God for how he works. His timing is perfect, and it's pretty cool. And he goes, God bless Brother Paul. So, amen, brother. It is pretty cool. So, all right. Okay, let me get that. Brother Gilbert, you wanted to try again or no? If you want to get an email, tell me. But okay, his hand didn't go up. So, let me read this next one. He's got his hand up. So, let me drop the mic.
Okay, can everyone hear me now? Okay. Apparently, there's a problem with the electronics, but I'll just say what I said earlier, and here it is. I'm glad that trying times has been spoken about today. Is it easy right now for me? No. I'm looking at uncertainty. Do I have some good things to say about the Lord? You better believe I do. I want to thank the Lord that my sister, who is asleep, is no longer worried about how she is going to keep up with her rent or where her next meal is going to come from. I praise the Lord that she is in such a state of sleep she just is plain not troubled. I stated earlier that I am dealing with uncertainty, and in times like this, I wonder if this is what Peter went through. I see waves, I hear tumult, but I will keep my promise of this. No matter what, people will be told, the Sabbath will be kept, and tithe will be paid. I will continue to worship the Lord, no matter where these trials take me. I worship, praise, and thank the Lord always. I hope this helps out someone. And hey, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Take care.
Thank you, brother. And yes, it does help someone, me included, especially after what we just went through and are still going through. So thank you for sharing. Brother Lewis shares two here he's got. And he says, finally, a prayer that I've been praying for about a year has been answered. As some of you know, I had tonsil stones and thought I removed all of them, but some of them were in a place that I could not see easily. Did I read this last week? I don't know. Maybe I just read it when he sent it. Okay. I realized that I still had some left because of the horrible smell continued, but not as strong. I looked around my mouth and I found the stone and could not remove it because it was in a difficult place to reach. I was trying over and over to remove it and could not do it no matter what I tried. The smell was awful. Having it almost all the time was really annoying. What's worse was that I could not do anything about the smell. I was tempted to curse God for it, even though it was my fault because of the diet that I had before I was a Christian. But I did not curse God and instead prayed and tried to be patient. I decided that if I had to wait till the second coming of Christ for the tonsil stone to be removed, I would wait patiently and endure the smell. Recently, I decided to try to remove the tonsil stones again, and I failed. So I got down on my knees and prayed and asked for help. Not only I got the help I needed, but the Lord showed me another tonsil stone that I did not know existed. He helped me remove it. And then I went down on my knees again and asked for the Lord to help me remove the second one. And finally, with the help of God, it was removed. What is a tonsil stone? You know, it's very interesting, but and praise the Lord for it, but I never heard of tonsil stones before. But so anyway, he goes on. He says, after that, I started praising God over and over. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you have some kind of the disease or something that really annoys you and you want it gone, don't curse God. Keep praying and be patient and wait, even if you have to wait till the second coming. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, it's okay, it's a chunk of calcium? Okay, that's good to know. So I guess it's inside the mouth where the tonsils are. Okay. Well, learn something new every day. All right, here's his next one, his second praise. So praise the Lord, brother. He says here, he says, before being a Christian, I was a suicidal atheist. I saw no point in living because I thought, why should I go find a career, make money, buy all sorts of stuff, and work all my life to then just die into nothingness? That would just be a waste of time. I saw no point in living. If I can't live forever, what's the point? I did not have a reason to live. So I decided to kill myself. I tried to kill myself multiple times, and he says he doesn't remember how many. But something kept preventing me from killing myself. Here's one example. While researching on the internet, I found out how easy it is to make explosives like gunpowder, TNT, dynamite, nitroglycerin, yes, the one they add to drugs. Dynamite is just nitroglycerin mixed with diatomaceous earth. Oh, that's good to know. Well, I'm not going to make any, but I never knew that. And then he goes on, and other explosives, and some explosives are just fertilizer, and I'm not going to name which one, and fuel, which you can almost buy anywhere. And then I need a basic understanding of chemistry, which I already had. So I bought chemicals to manufacture explosives so I could blow myself up. But then things happened, and the equipment and some chemicals necessary to manufacture the explosives got destroyed. I praise the Lord for preventing me from killing myself and showing me how foolish I was. Oh, I did read this last. Okay. So I guess someone needed to hear it again. Yeah, I thought maybe I guess this. Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, I'll finish it because there's hardly anything left. But it was written on the forum. Is that where I read it? Oh, I don't know. I just anyway. It says God kept me alive so I can find Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, And after accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I realized how foolish and stupid I was, and that life as an atheist is depressing and pointless. Praise the Lord. God gave me a reason to live. Too stupid I was, and that life as an atheist is depressing. Oh, I already read that. It's hard to, this thing is so tiny. To serve and glorify God, that's what I was created for. Praise the Lord. When I was an atheist, I hated God without any good reason. I didn't even give a chance to God. I just looked up, asked if there is a God, and about 2 seconds later, never got an answer. I decided, well, there is no God. I run into a lot of people on the street that do that. Yeah, so amen. Praise the Lord, you're no longer an atheist, bro. And then he says, but for some reason I kept asking if there is a God. Many atheists don't realize that they are actually looking for God without knowing it. Yep, yeah, I knew that. When I became a Christian and found out what God offers to us, I thought, what's the downside? Yeah, amen. I get to live forever. I'm always happy. I get to build a house, my own house, the way I like, and it's going to last forever. I get to go to other planets. I mean, what's the downside? It's my dream to explore the universe and go to other planets and visit other beings out there. Well, they're all going to be human, obviously, because God created man in his own image. And there is no downside to being a Christian. It's very good. God is good. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen, brother. So, yeah, it was definitely worth repeating. And so, I think I already read these other ones then, too, like the one from Jay and Michael, maybe. Did I? Because maybe I didn't delete this, because I have a stack of them in here. I don't know. Is Jay here? Oh, let me drop the mic. I just noticed I got a couple guys with their hands up. So if Jay's here and Michael's here, I know Leanne's is new, as is the one I got from Brother Warren, you know, with Alvin and Janice in it. But I don't know about Michael and Jay. And so send me a PM. Did you guys send me a praise in email yesterday? So let me drop the mic.
Sir Abbott, blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? I hope you can hear me clearly and on the right mic. Yeah, okay. Alrighty, good. Alright. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good Holy Sabbath day. Unfortunately, it's only got a couple hours left, but that's what happens when you get to winter. Or around winter. Okay, I have some praises to share, and then from other people, and I'm going to share my own. So first, Brother Joe sent me a praise, and he says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for bridling my tongue when sending poor souls my way at work. I was able to share the truth with a few co-workers and also gave some, of our prophecy DVDs. Every day at work, at home, and with family is a trial, and the Lord provides the strength sufficient to get through it. Praise His mighty name. God bless everyone. Amen, Brother Joe. Praise the Lord. And Sister Danielle sent her praise, which says, I want to praise the Lord. At work, I started sharing with them about natural health remedies. Now the ladies are asking about what church I go to, and I've been sharing with them lots of Bible truths. I also have another praise. I went to the store, and I accidentally left my purse in the shopping cart after I had put my food in the car. I was very surprised when I went back to the store to get my wallet. $2 in cash were missing, but my tithe check was still in there. Praise the Lord, and amen, sister. Praise the Lord. And Brother Alex sent a praise in, and he says, praise the Lord for the ever-growing realization of His forgiveness. Our merciful God will answer all prayers that is for our spiritual benefit, even though He knows what we may do later. He does not give up on us and continues working anyway. Yep, amen. Yep, if there's something that you're struggling with, if there's any sin that anybody's struggling with, just trust Him. you know, trust that he's going to help you to overcome it. And then when you eventually do overcome it, because you will, if you stay in the Word and continue to strive, you will overcome it, that you'll be able to praise him and obviously, you know, praise his mighty name for everything and that he was right by your side the entire time. Okay, so now I want to share my praise, which is a little similar to Sister Danielle's. So, a couple of days ago, I went out. I was actually going to work. And I have to catch the bus to go to work. And if I miss my first one, there's a place where I can catch the second one. And so, I left my house, and I had my wallet and everything on me. And I missed the first bus, so I'm going down to the place where is the second bus. And I finally get to the bus stop, and I'm waiting for the bus, and the bus pulls up. And I put my hand in my left pocket, I think at first, and felt the change. And then I put my hand, I think, in my right jacket pocket. And my wallet was gone. And I just had like a freezing realization. I was like, oh no, wallet's gone. And when I get up, it's not like sunlight out. It's 5 something in the morning, so it's pretty dark. And so the bus has to go, you know, I allow the bus to go on to go forward because obviously I'm not going to get on the bus, no way. And I turn around and I start, you know, backtracking, basically trying to look for my wallet. And I backtrack, and I get all the way to the point of the house, and I don't see it. And so I go inside the house, you know, to look around to make sure that I didn't leave it behind. And I'm looking around, and I don't see it. And at this time, I'm obviously being tempted to lose my mind. To basically freak out. But I want to praise the Lord that even though while this was happening, I was still very relatively peaceful. As a matter of fact, after I went back inside my house, I didn't even go out to look for my wallet. This is kind of interesting, but I basically got back in the house, the breakfast that I would have eaten at work, I just ate there, and then I went right back outside. And I just, once again, retraced my steps, now from the house all the way up to the bus stop, and it was around the place of the bus stop, like maybe 2 minutes from the second bus stop, that I found my wallet. And it was just right there, lying on the ground, halfway on the sidewalk, halfway on the dirt. And nothing was taken from it, and it was all completely fine. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for not only being able to to be able to find my wallet, but the fact that it was just, despite it being a trial, that was the most, I would say, peace that I've had. Like, I had so much peace in that trial. Like, I was not worried. I mean, I did at one point, as I was sitting there and as I was eating, it did start to creep in a little nerves, like, you know, where's my wallet? But, you know, other than that, I want to praise the Lord because there's just nothing. There's just no screaming or nothing. There's no angry tosses of, you know how it is sometimes. Even if you get lightly angry and instead of throwing something with full strength, you'll toss it down because you're even a little bit upset about something. And it's just, you're still showing that you're upset about it. And there was not that. So I wanted to praise the Lord for, one, finding my wallet, and two, definitely for the peace and the strength that I had when I was looking for it. So, Sabbath blessings, everyone. Please enjoy the rest of the Lord's Holy Day. And I will now pass the mic off to Brother Darren. God bless.
Can everyone hear me?
Hello?
Can anyone hear me? Okay. First, I want to first thank God for my salvation also for this beautiful Sabbath that's came upon us, So, you know, it's raining out, raining where I'm living at. It's very beautiful to be looking at the rain, looking at the birds out in the rain and things of that nature. But first I want to thank God for, I have three praises that's, and a lot of amazing things happened this week. Where, for one, because of course from previous testimonies, everyone knows that I've been going through a trial myself for being unemployed and dealing with like a lot of issues with IRS, auditing issues, and things of that nature. Basically, being down in the dumps for a pretty long time. And just recently, this past, about a couple of weeks ago, no, last week, I was praying to the Lord, and I was sitting there, and I was looking at my finances, and I said, wow, I only have probably like a good month of finances left, and then unemployment or anything won't be able to take care of any of my bills. So I went and prayed to the Lord, and then this week came, and not only did the Lord help me with getting a couple of interviews lined up, he also got me a job this week. But it's not just the job that was the greatest. Just getting the job was a blessing of its own. But what happened at the interview, and what transpired at the interview. And at the interview, I was at one of the interviews, and the lead engineer, he asked me a very simple question. And he asked me, what is your biggest strength? And, you know, in my response, I knew kind of caught them off guard, all four of the people that was interviewing me off guard, because of how their faces like kind of looked like in awe after I responded. But I just simply said, my strength is my faith. And they just looked at me like, what is this guy talking about? So I went ahead and elaborated a bit. I said, it's because of me being faithful and constantly praying that I am able to stand before you and speak confidently to the four of you guys about my experiences in IT. Remembering back several years ago, I prayed to God to help me with becoming a system administrator. And I basically told him. And this was while I was working at Staples and just sitting there not even knowing what different levels of administration was. And I told him, I said to them, can you believe in just a year and a half after that prayer, I was promoted to a system admin and held multiple system admin jobs since then. So I'm speaking very boldly. I said, this is why I said my faith is my strength, because through faith and praying and staying right in the Lord has helped me with achieving many things throughout life that I can't even explain. Came and talking to them about throughout that whole entire interview that I was going through. But that was the greatest thing. And also I saw the Lord's hand move just about 5 minutes later, where I was talking with them, and I just said, hey, I need a request to have Saturdays off. This is a religious day for me and my family, and I need to have that day off. And then one of the managers said, clearly out loud, and I think he purposely said this, but he says, well, my religion is on Sunday, and I work all the time. Now, usually, I would engage him on that comment, but something told me, hey, wait before speaking. Just wait. And about a good half a second later, one of the other managers said, well, I see no problem with finding someone to replace you, to cover you for that day. I would just have to check with the upper management, and I would just get back to you. I said, okay. So good thing they said they can. Have somebody cover me for 30s. And I was like, wow, you know, normally I would engage a comment like that, but just by something telling you, hey, just wait, and just by me waiting, something good happened out of it. And praise the Lord, not only did I get hired by that job, but then a few other interviews that I had two other positions hire me at the same time. So it was very great. I had three jobs that I had to basically, of course, had to deny, tell two of them I can't take it. But it was just great seeing that three jobs hired me in the same week. That was a great praise the Lord moment. And also, my second praise is for a friend of mine who owns his own company. He owns his own business, and we was talking last week about how he needs, since his mom is an SDA and she loves celebrating Sabbaths, and I know I talked to them plenty of times about leaving the church and things of that nature because they don't even go to church no more. They just do their own home studies, what his mom does. But she still wants to keep the name, so I'm still working with her in regards to that. But she has asked me before, hey, my son, I really want him to start celebrating Sabbath. He works too much, and I need somebody to help to just talk to him about these things. I really need him to start celebrating Sabbaths. So I spoke with him last week and also the week before, and I told him how important it was for him to start celebrating Sabbath. And just this past week, this week we went out on a job together and did a work for a client of his, and he was talking to me. He said, you know what? I need to start. I said, I'm both Jewish and I'm SDA. He says, you know what? I'm making a New Year resolution right now. Right as we was just talking. Actually, I don't know how we got on the topic about, you know, about it, but I can't remember. But he said to me, you know what? Starting the new year, I'm closing out my company on Saturday. All my employees going to have Saturdays off, and they're going to be, and we just going to celebrate Sabbath. I know it's going to hurt me financially, but I am willing to go ahead and take that loss to celebrate Sabbath. And he said that, and I told him I'm going to hold him to that. So, and then my third praise is, and this one's on the technical side. I was looking at, while we was out, I found out that Windows 7, Windows 8 machines does not work with none of the newer appliances, because I found out while working at that client's house, you know, while trying to connect a access point, I was not able to access the web GUI or anything like that. So, and that was because I had a Windows 7 machine, and I was like, wow, I'm also trying to start my own business in computers. I need to find a version of Windows 10. So I prayed to the Lord about it and asked him to help me with finding a secured version of Windows 10, because I don't want to use none of the retail copies. But he has helped me find some secured version of Windows 10. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it, because, you know, that's probably going against what's the Sabbath. But yes, I have found some secure copies of Windows, basically bench testing some of them before Sabbath, and I will be probably purchasing a couple of them from overseas later on when I start working, so I can help start my own business, and I can eventually get out of working for other people and start doing things the way that I should be doing, which is relying only on the Lord and not on others for finances. And I thank you guys for listening to my praise, to my testimony, and I pray that all you guys have a blessed Sabbath. All right, bye.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. That was amazing. But then again, all these testimonies are amazing. I got a few more here. I'm going to read Jay's again in case I don't know if I read this last week or last Sabbath. Well, not last testimony, right? You know, 30 days ago, because it's a possibility that I just read that one from the previous one that I read on the forum, sdrforum.org. This is from Brother Jay. Right now I'm getting a tickle in my throat. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I'd love to praise the Lord today for the opportunity to sow and water seed to the truth of God's word concerning salvation through Christ, an opportunity to share present truth with many precious souls about end time prophecy. I would like to praise the Lord for leading me to the book of Acts, which has increased my courage and faith. I have been reading each chapter and then reading Acts of the Apostles by Ellen White, and her commentary and insight has been a blessing. Before I became a Christian a little over 3 years ago, I wanted to know the truth And God led me to this church that not only understands prophecy, but teaches the truth of God's word. And I praise the Lord for that. I also praise the Lord for my brothers and sisters in Christ. You are my family. It is a blessing to be on this journey together. May the Lord, or may the love and peace of Christ be with you always. Glory to God, Brother Jay. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. And then Brother Michael, and then after that, let's see, he's got a long one here, two pieces. And then Leanne, and then Brother Warren sent me the one from Alvin and all that. And that one I wanted to save for last. It's got some intense information in there, and I'm hoping. Yeah, we still got plenty of people on the stream, so. And in the room here. The radio, we're down to 8 families there. I think we only got up to 10, though, so I'm not sure about the phone until later. But this is what Michael sent. I don't know if it's two parts, but I don't know. I'll just read it. He says, hello and Sabbath blessings to you, brethren. I want to share a testimony of what our awesome God did for me this November. Okay, well, definitely not a repeat from last one. He says, I work as an office worker from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Here, where I live, sunset hits nearly half past 3 p.m. Whoa, I thought we were bad at 4:30. Half past 3 p.m. now, so it's fairly early. I was praying for a possibility to come out earlier from work, and guess what? I can leave work at 3 p.m. on Fridays. Wow. Praise be to God. Half an hour is enough for me to come back home, and I'm just in time when Sabbath starts. Another praise concerning my work is that I had to have a meeting with my manager and boss, which was scheduled on Thursday after working hours. However, later I was told that my boss wouldn't or won't show up on that day, and the meeting will be held on Friday at 3 p.m. I said that I leave work at 3 p.m. and asked the manager if I can be done on another day, but she couldn't promise. So I prayed about it, and later the manager told me that I could have a meeting only with her, and at that time, at any time I wanted. Wow, I'm very happy to hear this and thanked God for that. Wow. A lot of good information about work today. and then he goes on to say that also one day I received info that I need to prepare many papers for an upcoming inspection. It wasn't pleasant to hear because it needs complete sets of confirmed documents, and we did not have most of them. I prayed about it, and on the same day I got assured that I will get help in preparing them. Praise the Lord. I also want to echo that, too, because I had something earlier I found out from that I'm going to have to do this crazy paperwork that I thought I would have to do, and I'll leave it at that. As for praises not from work, he says, I struggle with getting up early. Many times I will open my eyes when alarm rings, and I'll turn off the ringing and go back to sleep a few seconds later. It usually repeats a few more times after that, as I have an alarm clock set to ring every 10 minutes. This week, I prayed to get up early as I should and praised the Lord a few times I made it. He even woke me up minutes before the first alarm. Yeah, that's what King David talks about that, and that's why I got rid of alarm clocks many years ago. I just asked him, Father God, I need to get up at a certain time. Bam, every morning. It's amazing. But it wasn't a total victory from my side, as I failed a few times to get up, and when I went to sleep, I woke up a good 10 minutes later, or a good tens of minutes later. This experience shows me that God is for us, even in the littlest matters, and little by little, with his help, I can overcome this struggle. And another and last praise for now is for all those things I just wrote. What I mean by that is that it deepened my faith, and I feel that he really is here with us no matter what, even when we feel like he isn't there for some strange reason. Yeah, that's what I like to call the dry areas, because you get so used to being in his presence that, you know, you just feel alone sometimes because nothing amazing is happening. But, you know, it's just life. That's the way he wants it to be. You don't have to have a hug from heaven every 5 minutes. That's more or less what he revealed to me. So he goes on to say, Brother Jay, or I'm sorry, Brother Michael here, he says, he is with us always. We seriously can't take a chance to think that it's otherwise, especially in that time we live in. How many years are left? 10, 20? Prophecies fulfilling right before our own eyes. We must stay strong in the faith. Praise Jesus. Praise be to God. God bless you all and happy Sabbath. Love you all. Michael. So amen again. Thank you again, brother. And then Sister Leanne sent the praise. She said, I'd like to praise the Lord for everything that he did this month. I have had several things that were a blessing happen to my family and me. I first would like to say that I am glad that I had Sister Elena move in with the kids and me, so now my little home is a family of four. It has been a blessing for me to have another sister to fellowship with, especially on the Sabbath. I have not been able to get out by myself often to hand out tracts since I am weak on my legs, and having my youngest in a crowded area for long amounts of times is very difficult. Thus, with having the sister with me, we are able to go to the mall and flea market and pass out almost 1,000 tracts this past last Sunday. Wow. While Trey watched his brother, I as well would like to praise, or while Trey watched his brother, actually there was a comma, not a period. I as well would like to praise the Lord, as DJ has been doing so good in speech therapy lately that he has now graduated from it. I praise Jesus that he gave me the strength to keep patient through these years working with him, and pray he continues to give me more to continue to follow through with what was taught. I praise the Lord as he provided and for us spiritually, physically, and financially this past month. God bless. Leanne, Sister Leanne. So amen. Okay, I don't see any more hands up. Let me just scroll up and down real quick here. Okay, no one's got their hands up. Let me check my email. Just for giggles. It went way over. We're 45 minutes over than we usually go. We usually stop at 3:15. Or 2:15. It's 3 o'clock now. Okay. Let me check the email. I got nothing. All right. Now I got this last one here from Brother Alvin, Sister Janiza, and Brother Warren. Okay. Let me scroll down a little bit here. I'm going to make it bigger so that I don't have to scroll there. All right. This one says, our testimony and praise this Sabbath addresses again some new areas of disease we have started to experiment with. This first is a woman that lives on the beach with conditions that are not the best, but she has been there 21 years and loves it by the ocean. She was diagnosed with an aneurysm that was applying pressure to the optic nerves to her left eye. She was unable to see. She was visibly upset, and we told her not to worry, as all was in Jesus' hands. Okay. We started her off with 2 ounces of nano silver per day, and supplied her with health food, black seed oil, white willow bark, and grape seed extract. Yeah, I use that. No, white willow bark, it thins the blood. We checked on her once a week, and after the second week, she said her vision was coming back. After a total of about 6 or 7 weeks, she went back to the doctor and got a clean bill of health, and her vision came back to normal. Wow, praise the Lord. We did tell her that we would rather she not mention anything to the doctor. She has the paperwork from the doctor, and we asked her to keep it, and that we would take it and make copies and give her the original back. We do this for proof. If this gets out too fast, the AMA may try to ban nanosilver as the EU has done. European Union has done it. We are buying enough silver to last until the Lord gets here. Amen. As to the second experiment, the staph infection. So far, what we have prescribed is working, but it is too early to tell. A doctor wanted $7,000 from this couple who do not have the funds. Then the health food store charged him $20 for a few ounces of colloidal silver until we took over. By next Testimony Sabbath. We should know a whole lot more. We have a new patient as of 11/28/18, which is just a couple days ago. She has an aneurysm. We told her about the person that was cured. Now she feels relieved and has started the treatment, an updated treatment from Sister Leanne. And an update from a family member on the East Coast, a Marine Vietnam vet had cancer so bad that he just gave up. With our treatment, he is on the road to recovery. Update on family member here. Okay, is another update, I guess. A niece whose doctors stated that she would die back in January of 2016 is still living but is wrestling with the diet. She goes back to the doctor for chemo. Then she gets real sick again. Then she contacts us again for more nanosilver. We are going to tell her parents that if she continues treating her body this way, she will die, as it will get more difficult to heal if she continues down this path. Please pray for her. Her name is Beth. The Lord knows the rest. And we praise our King for the knowledge to help those poor folks that are taken advantage of by the AMA doctors. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for sharing. We need to have, when you get a good compilation of these, brother, we need to put them on a website. My daughter Mandy has a website, you know, that the healing website, all about, and I want to put it on my site too, of course. And then Brother Eli says, I just got a praise from him. He goes, praise the Lord, my sister's friend woke up from the brain aneurysm. Remember we were praying about her? Was it last week? I think it was last week or it was the week before. Yeah, thanks, Eli. That's obedientlifestyle.org. That's Mandy's website. And yeah, we just paid another year on it, so it's going to be good. So. Oh, praise the Lord. That's good to know, Brother Sean. Thank you. Thank you. Hopefully they'll contact me and let me know. I got a feeling I have a, no, see, no, that's right, it wouldn't be that one. I wonder who it is, so. Anywho, if that's it, if we have some music, we'll play a song, and you will hear us on the stream, and then we will pray out the church service, so. Hope you're all blessed. I know I was. Was something else I wanted to share in regards to what Warren was saying. Oh, no. I just wanted to actually ask Warren privately something. Okay, I'll just do that later. All right, so let me drop the mic. Shine upon us, that I love that music. It's bittersweet, though, because every time I hear the scripture songs, it reminds me of sitting there next to my son in intensive care for that month. That's all we had playing the whole time. We would swap out the CDs every now and then. And he was mostly out of it, and so, but he heard it all. That's, you know, you can't close the ears, even in a coma. And so, anyway, if you can please get on your knees. Let's pray unto this amazing God that has blessed us, this testimony Sabbath, with this month, this, well, most of us, our entire lives, all of us, our entire lives, actually, if you think about it. So, please kneel if you can. Holy Father, thank you so, so very, very much for blessing us the way you have. You never stop. The big and the little stuff. The little stuff is actually a little bit more amazing at times because, you know, at least in my case, I figure, you know, to actually do that when you're so busy. It's like, wow, thank you so much. You know, like, that's why I always praise your name for the big things and the butterfly wings, you know, because it's just, you are really so very, very amazing. You're awesome. Thank you for loving us and teaching us how to love each other. Thank you for forgiving us and teaching us how to forgive each other. And thank you for blessing us and teaching us how to bless each other. And Father, please, if we are so worthy, let the latter rain fall upon us so that we can go forth and do as your Son prophesied we would do. Through all his prophets, he has spoken many things about what you would have us do. Many of us are still ailing, myself included, in regards to certain health situations, and so we pray that you bless them all. We have many on the prayer list that are in desperate need of healings, spiritual and physical. So thank you in advance, because we know we've seen your hand move so many times in that area that we know, and we trust you too. Even when you say no, when you answer no, we're good there. And so thank you for blessing us again with your presence today, and thank you for continuing to bless the remainder of this Sabbath and give us a good week ahead to give, you know, to get even more work done. And we offer this prayer and all these praises unto you in the name of your precious Son, the Lord, our Savior, and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.